Do you know why your house doesn't slide down the hill? You do? Why? Because it's on a foundation. There's big pieces of concrete or stone in the ground, and your house is set on top of it so that it doesn't go anywhere. Bricks to build it up. That's right. So, we have a house. We've talked about a house built on a foundation. We've been talking about a foundation, which is Jesus Christ, God, and we've been talking about our church here at Harvest. So we've talked about being called. We've talked about living as godly people. Last week, Mr. Jonathan taught about communion. And this week, we're going to talk about worshiping God and prayer and the Bible. Hey, what? You just say hey? Every once in a while, just hey? Hey. I gotcha. All right. So we're going to talk about worshiping God, studying the Word, the Scripture, and prayer. And we'll have some questions here in just a minute, Asher, because I know you've got good answers. Good answers. First, what's the most fun thing that you've done in your extensive lives? What have you done that's fun? Went to the Ark? Yes, I've heard about that. I haven't seen it. What else, girls? Drawing, super fun, absolutely. Splish splash, pig splash, big splash. Is it like a water park? A hotel water park? That sounds amazing. Two of my favorite things, hotels where you sleep and water parks. Favorite thing that you've done? Most coolest, funnest thing? Having a baby brother. You're getting brownie points on that one. Mom's going to make cookies. She's going to... You cannot do wrong today, my friend. Which I know for you specifically leaves it wide open. Yes, couple more. Having your baby sister. Family cookouts, those are fun. Play games and see your family. All right, one more. Helping your mom at Stoll's Lakeview is super fun. That's awesome. All right. Hey, if I love fried chicken, you know what I'm saying? If you get any extras. Okay. Well, we've talked about super fun things because sometimes we think of what we do on a day in and day out basis. Do you think that God only created us to do things here on this earth, to grow up, to go to school, to have a job, to pay bills? And those kind of grown-up kind of things and kid things. Do you think that's the only reason that God created us? Why did God create us? So we could follow him. So this is why we do this, because these guys have all the answers. Somewhere between here and here, it's been lost. So we bring them in to kind of lay the foundation, and then we'll let them do their thing, and then we'll come back, glean some more information. Okay, so this is why this is good. God created us to follow him. Why else did God create us? Asher. But we can live on the earth, right? But while we're living on the earth, learn about him in the Bible. Here's the dealio. You go back and look at Scripture in the Bible, our Bible, and we learn, and I'm going to read a couple of passages to you. We learn that God created us to worship, to glorify him. He created you and me so that we could glorify him. Isaiah 43, 1 through 7. It's a little bit long, but it really tells the point here. Okay? But now, thus says the Lord, he, God, who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire and shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you, for I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt as your ransom, Cush and Seba in exchange for you, because you are precious in my eyes and honored, and I love you. I give men in return for you, peoples in exchange for your life. Fear not, for I am with you. Did you hear that? Fear not, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east and from the west. I will gather you. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south. Now listen to this. Do not withhold. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the end of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made. So it tells us that we were made by him for him. Make sense? To follow him. And following him is a way that we can bring glory to him. You know, somebody asked Jesus one time, what was the greatest commandment? Have you guys heard that before? That there was somebody that asked Jesus what the greatest commandment? You know, there's different commandments that we live by. And somebody wanted to know what was the greatest one. And they were trying to kind of trick him a little bit. What do you think that greatest commandment was? All of them? That would be, I would go with that. That covers. There's one specifically that Jesus shared with them. Love God over everything else. Winner. Matthew 22 tells us, teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? And he said to them, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and all your mind, and bring a glorious sound. Oh, wait, no, it doesn't say that. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. So we were made to glorify him, and we are called to put him before all else. And then Jesus followed and said, and a second is like it, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. That's right, high five. Hey, I gotcha. One on these two commandments depends all the laws and the prophets. Okay. And I'll share one more passage with you on this. First Peter, in the book of 1 Peter 4:11, says, whoever speaks as one who speaks oracles of God, whoever serves as one who serves by the strength that God supplies, in order that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. So it's telling us everything that we do, when we're at school, when we're at home, when we're playing outside, when we're at work, when we're with our family, wherever we are, to do it in a way that brings glory to God. So when grown-ups, when we're at work or dealing with a tough situation, we should always look to bring glory to God. I love our students use the curriculum. Their lessons upstairs are from Answers in Genesis ministry. And they are the ones that created the Creation Museum. And also that Mr. Dane went and visited that built a full-scale model of the ark. So they literally built an ark the size of the one that Noah built. Was it, okay, on a scale of zero, we should have went to McDonald's and got a Happy Meal? Because that's low on the, okay. To 10 is one of the most super awesomest things you've ever seen. Where did the ark rate in there? So probably pretty, if there's animals in cages in a boat that size, it'd probably be pretty high up there, wouldn't it be? He's got a picture of it on his phone? Oh man, maybe he'll send it to me. I hope so. Okay. Answers in Genesis worded this. I was reading an article and they answered this question, and I love it, so I'm going to read it to you. I didn't write this. The Answers in Genesis wrote this. It says, why did God create me? The answer is very simple and very clear in the Bible. God created us to glorify Him and to enjoy Him forever. We were created by Him and for Him. He did not need us because He was lonely or wanted someone to talk to. God is perfect and complete and has always been that way. We belong completely to Him. Because of that, we are to glorify Him in everything that we do. How do we do that? We love Him, we obey Him, believe in Jesus Christ, trust in Jesus, receiving the free gift Jesus offers us. Only then will we give glory to God, and only then will we be able to enjoy Him forever, for all eternity. So we've got that established, right? I'm losing you a little bit, so we're going to bring you back here in a second. So we've established we were created to glorify God. Parents, adults, you got that? One thing, we were created to glorify God. We weren't created for the 9-to-5. What a way to make a living. No. I can only imagine, because I love my own kids and I love little guys this age, and London kind of brings that back, and I can only imagine in the time in the future when we have grandkids, how awesome that's going to be, because I can do everything I want with them and then send them home. Sugar, sure, come on. I'm looking forward to that. But grandchildren aren't the purpose that we're on the earth. I'm going to have a question for you in a minute. We were made to bring glory to Him. We have to survive. We are put on this earth. We find or grow or buy food. We work to be able to trade and do all these different things. But ultimately, we are in these things to bring glory to Him. So, we've got that. Now, as we understand that God created us, While we're doing that, God gave us two great tools to help us. Because somebody said, learn about God, follow God, learn more about Him, to glorify Him. He gave us two awesome tools to be able to help us do that. Okay? But first, I love tools. Do any of your mommies or daddies or grandpas or grandmas or anybody have tools? Yeah. Okay, I've got a kind of a funny video that I'm going to show you. It has some cool tools and then some kind of tools that aren't working quite correctly. So watch this video for a minute.
What you doing? Are you doing your hair?
Yes.
Is Bella driving?
Yeah.
She's good, huh?
And if I have all faith, so as to remain constant, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give away.
What did you think about that? Have you seen any tools like that? Dude, I could eat some corn on the cob quick like that. Right? And then it's pumpkin time, right? All we need is your mom or dad or somebody to help you. And you can just use a scroll saw, you can use a shop vac, whatever you need. Butter knives. Do you have any, oh, this is the fun part. Where's Asher? Does anybody have any funny tool stories? Is this going to get anybody in trouble or have to call the police? Okay, go ahead. And it looked really funny.
My dad cut his finger with an X-Acto.
Your dad cut his finger with the X-Acto knife?
He had to get stitches.
Yeah. Was it funny to you? No. So that's just kind of tools gone bad. That's what happened to my finger. I shot it with a nail gun 3 weeks ago. It's finally feeling, well, it's still a little sore. All right, Asher, We started right with your dad. Okay, go ahead. He was getting eggs in a chicken house with flip-flops? Silly dad. And he dropped the top of it on his toe and had to get stitches. Wah, wah, wah. Poor dad. Couple more tool stories and we got to keep going. Banged his eye. He was getting after it with a hammer. Oh my goodness. These seems like we hurt ourselves more than have funny stories. All right, one more back here. Well, see, that helped her. It was like helping to like break it up so she could eat it better. Eating off a drill. I like that. We had a lollipop and corn. Surely it's safe, right?
And chicken.
And chicken. That's right. Chicken on a... See, that's what I need you. You're my guy that makes sure I'm right. Okay. Let's keep going because I've got a couple of other questions here in a minute. Okay. So, what are tools really made for?
Fixing stuff.
Not hurting people. Yes, I know. Sometimes we just don't pay attention. Tools are made to help us to fix things, right? Tools allow us to do things. Adults catch this. Tools allow us to do things that we can't necessarily do on our own. I tried to dig a hole for a fence post with my hand. Didn't work. I spun around for a half an hour. Didn't do anything. I got a blister. A shovel could do it. Exactly. And that's a tool, right? That's a tool special for digging a hole. A light is a tool to help you see. If it was dark, we wouldn't be able to see because the tool, a light. Okay, so... We know what tools are made for. Hold on, Asher. We know what tools are made for. They're to help us do things that we may not be able to do on our own. Okay? So many tasks would never be able to be completed without the right tool. Okay, so I was telling you a little bit ago, God gives us two of the best tools that we could have to learn more about Him and for glorifying Him. Okay, well, we have to go on the order of my papers or you're going to mess me up. Okay, so we're going to go with prayer. Prayer is a tool that God gives us. If you want to do this one after I'm done. Okay, prayer is a tool that He gives us to be able to what? What does prayer, what do we do? What are we doing when we're praying? Asking God and talking to God. We're communicating with Him, right? You have a toy work, a whole workbench?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's like this big.
That big? You have two toy workbenches?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm going to have to start hanging out with you. Two workbenches and two grandmas. There you go. Do they know how to work the tool benches? Or is it the grandpas? Well, grandmas can work at workbenches too. I don't want to get bad emails at the end of this. Okay. Well, listen. Do you want to sit down? All right, listen up. Do you know what it means to communicate? Talking back and forth. Okay, we're going to test you guys because I've got some pictures. And you guys may have to help them out, okay? Because we're going to go way back to back to a different time period. Yes. Probably a little bit after the Bible. When we started as people learning to communicate, and so I want you to tell me what's going on in some of these pictures. So we're going to go with the first one, Mr. Hubie. Oh, let me move in case you can't. What's going on in that picture? What are they doing? They're fighting over who's going to grill something on the fire. Okay. Adults, what are we think? What's your answer? Smoke signals. I'm going to go with answer B. Okay. What they were doing is they would make a smoky fire, and they would make different size and numbers of puffs of smoke go up, and someone from far away that was trained in smoke signals. We're looking at it. And they could tell, send a message, help, send the fire department, all that stuff. Okay, so then we got a little bit more technological, and we went to this. Okay, so if I wanted to communicate with you and you were in Sacramento, and I was way up in St. Joseph, and I wanted to communicate with you, you're not going to be able to see my smoke signals, so what's this all about? Pony Express. We can read that. What's the Pony Express do? You nailed it. All right. See, you guys, we didn't even have to phone a friend. You guys got it. That's too heavy. I hurt my finger. You'll have to move to the side. Pony Express. A man on a fast horse with letters would change horses, and he would go and go and go and go. Stop at Pilot, get something to drink, a couple of those Taco Nato things, and go, 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 and I would send my letter to you, and you would get it. But then along came this. Camping birds, exactly. Oh, I love me a good camping bird. What is going on here? I thought this was going to stump you guys. She said the camping bird has a message in his backpack. That, my friend, is called a homing pigeon.
You know
what? Does this have something to do with homing pigeons?
I ride camping.
I love camping, and birds do fly everywhere. And this one has its own jetpack. No, you had it right. It's a pigeon, a carrier pigeon, and they would put messages in it, and these pigeons were trained to fly to a specific place, and they would let them go, and then they'd unscrew the little backpack, and they'd get the message, and it would say, meet me for dinner at 5, and they realized that was 3 weeks ago. So we had to go to this. You know too much. Put your hand down. What is this? You guys are awesome. We haven't had to phone a friend since the very first one. A long time ago way to be able to type letters. So this is called, girls in the back, a telegraph. And what was the name of the code or the system of communicating? Oh, I may have stumped her. Morse code. There was this dude named Morris. He was tired of just hearing ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. So he came up with what letter with so many beeps? So your name may be beep, 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 beep. And that's what we would call you. Telegraph. Wires were hooked to it, and they could send a message. Again, someone trained in telegraphing would get it. Okay, then we moved on. Yeah, it's going to turn right now. Tell him, turn it. Whoa, look at this guy. He's vacuuming his ears out. He must have ear mites or something. What do you got here? Okay, go. It is the very first phone. That is, who's the guy in the picture? Bonus points. Shh. George Washington. Nope. Close. Not really. Me? I've been nice so far. He does have a nice forehead, though, doesn't he? That is Alexander Graham Bell. Uh-huh. See? Alexander Graham Bell. Okay, so that is, what's he doing? The first telephone, right? He's calling somebody. He had to leave a message. They weren't there. Okay. Next, do the thumb roll. Can you do the drum roll ready? Whoa, what's that? Oh, you guys are starting to figure it out now. Okay, telephone. And it shocked you? Oh, you talked into it? Yeah, you know what else you had to do? You couldn't have coffee because you're having to crank this sucker too. So you're twisting the handle on the one end. Okay, so then, luckily, because my arm would get tired. Luckily, because I was back then, I was in Graham Bell. Oh, the wired phone. Huh? You used to play with those things? I used to use those things. It has that? All right. That is a telephone, and it had to plug in the wire. Okay. Now, this is where the experiment gets very interesting, because actually, this is like more of a marketing experiment. I'm going to see if you guys are sharper than some of the adults. Okay. What is this? Well, no, I'm sorry. I got them all. The experiment's going to be in a minute. But what's this? Time clock. Oh, I may have stumped you on this one. Alarm clock? No. A music player? No. Dane. A phone? No. It's used to communicate, but it's not a phone. Claire. A GPS? Nope. Oh, I think I got them. Can we phone a friend? What is it? Pager. Way back when I was younger, I couldn't afford a cell phone. They didn't have them. And so if you needed it, if you were a doctor or had a business or had a job where they needed to call you, your pager would go off, and all it told you was a phone number. And then you had to call that phone number and say, hey, man, did you try and call me? A pager. Some people still use pagers. I think some hospitals and doctors may still use them. Okay, what's our next one? Oh, gotta love this one. What is this? This is high rolling here. If you're in the 90s and you had one of these, like in your boat or something, that's good stuff. It is a phone. You had to plug it in your cigarette lighter. That's one of the first mobile phones that didn't have to be plugged in. It's called a bag phone. Bag phone. Unwired phone. That's right. We're learning all kinds of cool stuff. Okay, possibly last one. What's that? This is where the marketing. What is it? Yeah, but I want to know make and model. Make and model. Of that exact phone. Make and model. Come on, don't let me down. Do you know who makes that? What company makes it? Oh, you're letting me down. I thought for sure you would know from the commercials. No, we don't bother with Samsung phones. iPhone? Seven. Did anybody know it just from seeing that little corner? Okay, I did. Maybe I'm the Apple iPhone 7. Okay, Dane, hop down. We're going to keep going here. We're almost towards the end here. Okay, so we're talking about communicating. We saw all these crazy ways from smoke to telegraphs to me on the ear vacuuming thing. Telephone. It is as simple to talk to God as it is as calling someone or texting someone or something like that. We have the ability to be able to talk to God anytime that we want. Listen to this. Jeremiah 29:12 says, "Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you." Psalm 17:6 says, "I call on you, my God, for you will answer me. Turn your ear to me and hear my prayer." Do you have do you talk to your friends at school?
Yes.
Yeah, a lot. Oh, that works great in this illustration. You talk a lot to your friends. Do you know that we can talk a lot to God? And it's super easy through prayer, okay? So let's pretend, okay, so this is, we're going to show you how easy it is. Let's pretend that you guys have your phone and that you're going to, no, it's pretend. It's pretend that you have your phone. Okay, so get your pretend phone out. In this illustration, I fall horribly short, but I'm going to be God. Okay, just for the illustration. Okay, so you're calling me. I'm over here. Heaven, there's got to be some really nice comfy chairs. So this is how easy it is. You're going to take your phone out, and you're going to punch. Now hit send. Send. Okay, they don't have LTE up there. So we're going to hit send. Hello. Oh, hi, kids. Hi. What do you want to talk about? Anything. We can talk about, let's talk about what you're scared of. Let's talk about things that make you happy. Let's talk about things that are going on in our lives. That's how easy it is. We can talk to God any time we want. When we're happy, when we're sad, when we're scared, when we're going to bed, when we're waking up in the morning.
How did that turn on?
So electrical impulse came in as radio waves, frequency 5 gigahertz. I don't know what I'm talking about. Matthew 6:7, and when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. God wants to have a conversation where we just talk like it's our closest friend. Did we get that, adults? Wants to talk with us. And it's not about the biggest, best prayer that we can come up with so that somebody thinks that we know how to pray. It's about talking to Him. The other tool that He gives us is, and you guys nailed it from the beginning, the Bible. With His words. That's right. I like to think of this as an instruction manual for how to do life and follow God. And it has everything in there that we would ever need. It is a true story. That's right. And you can read it like a story, can't you? You start at the beginning in the creation. And it goes on, and here in a couple weeks, we're going to start studying here in Grown Up, down here in the gym. We're going to be studying the book of Luke, which is a story, the Gospel of Luke. It's a story of Jesus' life and ministry the way Luke saw it. There are 4 Gospels. Name them. High five. Good job. 2 Timothy gives us an idea, tells us the Scripture is sufficient. It gives us all things that we need. All Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable, meaning it's good for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete and equipped for every good work. That's awesome. But here's the deal. We have to open this and read it. I've tried to lay my head. I can't get anything. God speaks to me through prayer, but that osmosis thing they told me in college, that did not work. Or you just lay your head on the book. No, we've got to read it. We've got to look at it. We've got to study it. You guys study your Bibles and Scripture upstairs, don't you? When you're in class or at home and you're reading the Bible and you talk about what it means,
we like to turn to random stories.
You like to turn to random stories? Romans 3, faithfulness. God's faithfulness. That was weird. It happened. It just happened. I watched it. We must read it. We must study it. We must remember it. We must talk about it so that we can live it. We must read it. We must study it. We must talk about it. We must understand it so that we can live it. So, today we talked about the fact that we are created to what? Glorify God. Serve God. We were created to serve God. And 2 tools that we're given to be able to do that? Prayer. Why is it taking so long? I don't know. Do you want us to end? Probably. It is getting kind of lunchtime. Okay. That would be awesome. So we're created to follow him in two tools that we were given, prayer and the word. So let's pray and we'll close things up. Okay? Heavenly Father, God, we love you. We love the fact that we were created to glorify you, to bring praise to you. And God, I pray that we don't, as adults and students, that we don't lose sight of why we were created, that we don't get caught up in school and work and the troubles and the problems of this world, but that we can stay fixed and focused on why you created us. God, we want this church, we want Harvest to be a place that is base, that is the foundation of it, is to bring glory to you. It's why we've talked about it this morning, God, and why we felt and looked at your scripture and felt called to see why we were created, so we can understand that we are to bring glory to you. Thank you so much for the gifts that you give us, for your word, for prayer, to be able to communicate with you at any time, in all situations. God, you are listening to us. You know everything about us, every hair on our head. God, we just fall before you in awe and wonder of how that is possible, but you are the great creator. God, we worship you right now. We are just in awe of this universe and the individuals that you have created in it. God, we thank you for your love and your mercy and your grace that you pour out on us. And all of us in this place said, Amen.